Blog Talk Radio. Tell me see me now. I know y'all ready, just like I am. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those of you who are listening by cell phone right now, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. It's a big show. I see a lot of people just now joining the show. So, welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Go ahead and lock that into your phone or whatever so that you'll be able to get right up on the show whenever you want. Go right to it, okay? 818-301-5834. 34 is the number to the show, although today I have a special surprise for you guys, but before we get into that, I want to thank my sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And again, thank you guys for tuning in. And welcome to the show. Now, today's show, guys, I have a professional comedian, and she goes by the name of MC Peaches. And I'm going to get her up on the show in just a minute. Now, I know that you guys are, you know, excited to get her on the show as well as I am, okay? And I've been trying to get her for a little while. And we got her today, okay? Now, she's MC Peaches, and she's out of Conyers, Georgia. So that's about maybe 15, 20 minutes east of Atlanta, okay? And she's been in comedy for 4 years, and she recently opened up for Mike Epps at the Fox Theater back on May the 10th, I believe it was. Actually, I'm sure. It was May the 10th. She opened up for Mike Epps at the Fox, and she agreed to come on my show. Little old Frank Williams, she decided to come on my show and give us a little treat. I'm going to let her have the show for the duration until she cuts out, until she quits, or once we get to the end and jump into our music. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring to you guys MC Peaches from Conyers, Georgia. Hey, Peaches, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well, very well. Well, we've
were
got
you
a big audience tonight.
Were you exercising? I got to ask you a question. Huh? Were you exercising or dancing?
Well, that's both, right? When you're dancing, you're exercising, right?
I mean, it would have been wonderful if you had a caught a beat.
I had the beat. If you could see me, you would have known I had the beat.
Okay, I heard you, and I know that you didn't have a beat.
Okay. Well, I'm old, and little bit slow, but I'm there.
Thank God for that. So thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm sure my audience appreciates it. And, hey, we're ready. I'm sitting back. I'm listening. So if you need me, I'm right here. But I'm listening to your show.
So you want me to tell some of my jokes on your show? You have any questions? Are we going to have people calling in?
Well, I'm sure someone will call in, but I wanted you to just take it and run with it like you do if somebody introduced you, like you did when you were on the mic at the Mike Epps show. Just come out and hit it.
Okay, well, first of all, let me tell y'all, if y'all want to reach me, first of all, my cell phone number is 770-896-6660. You can also find me on Facebook at MC Peaches. You can follow me on Twitter, Peaches No Mercy, and you can follow me on Instagram, MC Peaches No Mercy. So if you need to book me for any of your comedy needs, you'll go from there. I didn't know I was going to be doing a show today, but that's why they say you got to be also ready. So I'll give a couple of my jokes. One of my jokes is that I tell is, ladies can be so disrespectful. They'll sleep with 100 men, 52 of them unprotected, and then she'll say that she can only use dial soap because her coochie is sensitive. Lady, kill yourself. You should use dial so that he can call you anytime. Do we have any Beyonce fans out there? I think
she's
so nasty. Beyonce is so nasty and disrespectful. If she invite me up to her house, I ain't eating nothing. Because that's all her and Jay-Z do is have sex on the counter. She spread her drinks with Jay-Z's penis. Matter of fact, when I go to her house, we ordering pizza. No ice. I don't know if anybody out there has any roaches or not, but I've had roaches, and roaches can be so, so very disrespectful. But let me tell you about this one particular roach that I had. I just could not get rid of this roach to save my life. So one day I had company, and he came over. And see, me, myself, I have a roach limit. The first roach that I see, I start moving out the way. The second roach that I see, I'm getting up and I'm leaving. The third roach that I see, I ain't never coming back. But this one particular roach that I had, every time I would have company, he'd come out. So me and my guy friend, we ran across the bed. And I look up at the ceiling, Frank, and the roach is up in the ceiling. And I'm looking at the roach and I'm saying, what do you want? The roach looked down at me. He said, you know I'm about to jump on this dude, right? I said, what? He said, you know I'm about to jump on this dude, right? So I'm telling the roach, I'm saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. So the roach jumps down out the ceiling and jumps onto the dude's back. I act like I ain't even see the roach. The roach stole the dude's wallet. He woke up, he's looking at me like I stole the wallet. I couldn't explain to him that it was the roach. I said, okay, I want to find something to get rid of these roaches. So I went to the store and I bought some defoggers. Set the foggers out, and I came back home. Do you know that this roach is so disrespectful? He had went and got a group of his friends. They had my house get high off the foggers. I said, what's going on in here? The roaches looked at me. They said, Pop the Molly, we sweating. Pop the Molly, we sweating. So I did what any other landlord would do. I took all the past due notices and all the cut-off bills, and I laid them on the counter. The next morning I woke up, the roaches was marching across the yard. They told me, we got this. We ain't paying nothing. Left me high and dry. Just like black people, leave you high and dry when the bills are due. So I'm sure you can relate to the notes. Oh.
Keep going, baby.
So, well, Elijah, you know what they say about men with big wee-wees, don't you, Frank?
No, what do they say?
You don't know what they say?
No.
They say they wear big socks. But you got to be careful about what you pray for. Because, you know, I often find myself praying for a dude with big wee-wees. So I prayed. I said, Lord, send me something big and black. And I got a whole box of jumbo crayons. And then I met this guy, and he was about 6'4", so I figured he may have had a big wee-wee. So I said, I'm going to take him home with me. I brought the dude home with me. And when I got him home, he pulled his wee-wee out, and guess what it said to me, Frank? Hello, kitty. Hello, kitty. So, ladies, don't be fooled.
Hello,
my other jokes. Some of my other ones, like, I gotta keep it clean on your air, so I'm trying to rework, think them in my head to reword them. But I had this guy, he you know, I don't like men with receding hairlines, and I don't like men with hair on their chest. So for some reason I attracted this guy that had both. So I sat down and I talked to the guy, and I told him, I said, look, baby, we're going to have to do something about that taco meat on your chest. It's bad enough I have to look at you with that receding hairline. So, you know, I think he kind of got upset, but I didn't really care. So he didn't speak to me for about 2 or 3 days. And finally, you know, he called me back and he said, baby, I got a surprise for you. I said, what is it? He said, I'm on my way over to your house. So when he showed up at my house, he put his chest up to the peephole, and he didn't have any hair on his chest, so I got excited. You know, I was like, oh, my God, he shaved all the hair off his chest. I was so excited. Well, when I opened up the door and I looked, dude had shaved all the hair off his chest and made him a lace front wig with the hair on his chest and put it on his receding hairline. I'm like, for real? Talking about recycling. Those are some of my cleaner ones, Frank. I don't want to go into and go in and put you off the air, so...
Well, actually, Peaches, now, I heard that you had a deacon joke.
Yeah. I'm gonna clean it up for you.
Okay.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this right here. But I was laying in bed the other night, and this dude broke in my house, and he tried to rape me. The next thing I know, he was then straddled me with a knife to my throat, saying, I'm about to rob and rape you. And all I could do was cry and pray to Jesus. I said, Lord, help me, please. Then suddenly, he pulls his penis out, and it was so big, in black, and the head on it, whew, it was so big around, and pink too. I don't even know if the dude had been circumcised, but I couldn't believe it. All I could do was say, thank you, Jesus, you answered my prayers. You sent me the penis that I've been praying for. The Lord is my shepherd, and he know what I want. I flipped the dude over, and I jumped on top of him, and I started rhyming. I started rhyming like he was a brand-new Harley. Yeah, yeah. I rode him clean around 285. So I was going to turn and try to put a position, and he tried to break back out the house. But you better believe I didn't have on nothing but my nightgown. I jumped out the window behind him, and before he got out to the driveway, I yanked him back in the house. I said, I'm going to teach you how to rape somebody. I pulled him back in there. I rolled him some more, Frank. This time, I rolled until he went to sleep, and I fell asleep. So now I'm thinking that we go together. So when I woke up, the dude was gone. Looking all over the place for him. Couldn't find him. So I did what I thought was best. I scraped the DNA up off the bed and took it down to the police station. And I told the police officer, I said, I know with penis this good, he has to be in the database. He has to be done to somebody else. But Frank, they told me the closest match they found was yours. So, you know, me being the Christian that I am, I was running out of options. So I went to church and I asked to speak to the pastor. And I said, Pastor, I was involved in a rape last night. The pastor looked at me, and he rubbed my shoulder, and he said, my sister, my heart goes out to you, because I had a deacon that was involved in a rape last night, and he said he almost got away.
Oh, boy. Okay, Peachy, so tell us again now, how can we get in touch with you?
You can reach me by cell phone, 770-896-6660. Also, you can find me on Facebook at MC Peaches Comedian. You can look me up on Twitter, Peaches No Mercy, and also Instagram, MC Peaches No Mercy.
Okay. All right. So you heard that, ladies and gentlemen, that you can reach MC Peaches on Twitter at Peaches No Mercy, right? And you can also give her a call at 770-896-6660. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. Well, let's go to the 646 area code. Area code 646, the first three digits are 824. I think this is one of my buddies out of New York. You're live on the air.
What's the deal, Frank?
What do you think? Hey, what's going on, Hart?
Hey,
you got
look,
you live
man.
On the show with MC Peaches, man. You got a question for her, or you want to talk to her, or what you want to say, comment, whatever?
Well, I just want to say I would like to, the next time I'm in the ATL, I'm going to write down your number, and I'm going to have to see where you're going to be at when I come to the ATL. Because I would like to hear the uncensored version.
Also, you can go to YouTube. If you want to see one of my shows, you can go to YouTube and you can find me at Peaches Ham. That's PEACHESHAM 75. Peaches Ham 75. A few of my shows are on YouTube.
Oh, okay. I will do that. I will do that. All right, Frank and Peaches, it was nice being on your show.
Thank you
all
for
right,
calling.
All right, I appreciate it. Everybody doing all right?
Yeah,
wonderful.
You know. Yeah.
Okay.
We trying to make it, Frank.
Yeah. Okay, bud. All right. All right. Well, if you need me, just holler at me. I'll be right here. You know where to find me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, again, Peaches, I appreciate you coming on the show. I got about 3 minutes left in the show. I have another caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Let's see. Caller, you live on the show with MC Peaches.
Hey, Frank. Hey, MC Peaches. My name is Laura. How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
Right.
Hey, Peaches, I just want to call, girl, tell you, you had me cracking up. You are hilarious. thanks for coming on the show. I was dying. I love your joke. So just like Norma who called, we're definitely going to follow you and try to catch some of your shows. And we want to hear the uncensored. The real did everything, but you were hilarious, and thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Thanks for calling. So, again, Peaches, I do appreciate you coming on the show. And I thought maybe I had some more people here that wanted to talk to you. Hey, guys, if you wanna say hello to Peaches or you'd like to ask her a question or whatever, she's on the show right now. If you just press 1, I'll put you up on the air and you can talk to her. But if not, that's no problem. But you can, like she said, you can go to YouTube at Peaches Ham 75 on YouTube and look at some of her uncensored shows. Now, that's PEACHESHAM 75, Peaches Ham 75
yeah.
on YouTube. And again, you can follow her on Facebook at MC Peaches Comedian. So I know all of you guys have the Facebooks out there, so go to Facebook and follow Peaches on Facebook that way, and maybe you can contact her through Facebook if you have a party or something that you want her to come to and do a few things or what have you, because I think that's what I'm gonna use you for, Peaches. I'm gonna be putting together something here soon towards the middle of the summer. And I'm going to talk to you off the air maybe tomorrow or something and see what we can do together for that event. Okay.
And if anybody's going to be in the Atlanta area this Saturday, I would be at Club Inferno from 3 to 7 with Greg Street. We're doing an all day Harley's party, and I will be live doing comedy live there also. That's Inferno, formerly known as the Ranch. Out on Fayetteville Road. So if anybody's interested, we're having an all-day Harley party. So that's from 3 to 7. I would appreciate it if y'all would come out and support me there, too.
All right. So you guys heard it at Club Inferno Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 14th. She'll be
the
there
14th.
From 3 to 7. Okay. Saturday is the 14th. But okay.
14th.
Be Friday? So you're gonna be Friday or Saturday?
No, it's gonna be Saturday the 14th from 3 to 7.
Okay, yeah. So she'll be at Club Inferno Saturday the 14th from 3 to 7. That's this Saturday from 3 to 7 at Club with Greg Street. Now Peaches, again, I appreciate you coming on the show. I have about a minute left, but I really do. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm sure that you'll be getting some calls from this show soon. And I believe it's just my gut instinct now. I believe that you're gonna do well and just keep pushing ahead, and you know everything will happen for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself. And like I said, I'll be in touch with you soon, okay?
All right. You have a blessed evening.
All right. Thanks a lot, Peter. So, hey, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care, guys.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be. hour.